instead of being a marketplace of consultants, we wanted to create a marketplace for consultants.
I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. We help people to navigate the future of work, to work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work is meaningful work. On this episode, we discuss a prominent trend in the future of work, and that is the rise of independent work. Our guest is Laura Morella. She is the co-founder and CEO of Overflow, a business accelerator and online community that helps independent marketing and strategy professionals compete with big firms. Marketing and strategy executives tip out of their corporate careers with considerable training, skill, and subject matter expertise. But when they do pivot to work as solo entrepreneurs, independent contractors almost always lack the resources of big agencies and brands. And that's where Overflow comes in. As a marketplace for consultants, Overflow allows members to scale their businesses through the kinds of tools and expertise that is normally available to large enterprises. We cover a lot of ground in this episode, including how Overflow came into being, the particular challenges that independent contractors face in creating success, Laura's views on stakeholder capitalism, and how she feels her past professional experiences inform the creation of her new company. I spoke with Laura Morella in January 2021 over Zoom. Laura Morella, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Dan. I'm so happy to be here with you and speaking to you.
And likewise, my friend. So you are the co-founder and CEO of Overflow. What is Overflow and how would you describe its mission?
So Overflow's mission is to serve the professional needs and growth of independent strategic consultants who work across a spectrum of marketing and innovation and communications. And we're a platform-based accelerator that helps our members by eliminating their pain points and improving their business performance. So we do this by providing them with professional resources and business growth opportunities and improved visibility. So it's a pretty comprehensive offering.
Yeah, and you serve a growing universe of independent marketing and strategy consultants, of which I happen to be one from time to time. And these are professionals with what I'll call strong subject matter expertise and experience supporting their clients. And they are almost always people who once worked with or for formidable brands and companies. So with that said, what are the biggest opportunities and challenges currently facing independent marketing and strategy professionals? And how does Overflow help its members benefit from the rise of independent work?
Yeah, so it's a great question. When Rocio and Janine and I started talking about the vision for Overflow about a year ago, we saw this explosive growth of the gig economy, and this was even slightly before, this is pre-COVID, which has only served to fuel that independent work even more. So a lot of companies have certainly recognized this opportunity too, and have taken advantage of the growth of independent work and of the commerce that's flowing through these workers. For example, there are tons of matching sites for clients and independent consultants like Fiverr and Upwork. I'm sure you've heard of those.
Yes.
And they're great, right? They're great platforms. They're great commerce platforms in particularly. But over time, they kind of have the effect of commoditizing independent workers. And commoditization, anything commoditizing, isn't good for the supplier, especially something with an intangible value, such as strategic services. So we saw an opportunity to create a company with a completely different model and purpose. And instead of being a marketplace of consultants, we wanted to create a marketplace for consultants. So being strategists as we were and are, we sat down and structured our business model around the three major pain points that consultants experience. So the first one is that just because you're an independent and you want to remain independent doesn't mean you want to be alone. Moreover, most strategy consultants are kind of naturally curious and social creatures who thrive on collaboration, especially in the area of idea generation or ideation, however you want to call it. Strategists need a way to connect with other strategists, to be able to collaborate and to learn from each other in a way that helps them to improve and expand and grow their businesses, both individually and collectively, right?
Right.
So as independents, they kind of lack access to this, what used to be, when they were in corporate America, the strong bench of collaborators,
right,
creatives, analysts, specialists in SEO, and or any marketing discipline that were kind of like right within arm's reach when you work for a corporation. So Overflow solves this challenge through our platform's collaboration product, which we call Overflow Collective. And here our members have access to all of the membership, not just a powerful member directory, you know, where you can look people up, but also through a wide variety of resources that enable that collaboration across the community on anything. I mean, it could be shared projects, it could be learning, it can be training. That collaboration of the community is what we provide in Overflow Collective. So that was one pain point we solved around, that we structured the company around. The second was that independent consultants often find themselves, and I'm sure you experienced this too, for sure, wasting a lot of time and energy trying to access basic resources, right?
Right.
And for strategists at big corporations, right? I mean, I'm sure you do, right? Especially when you're first getting started, but it really throughout. And big corporations, you know, they have all this stuff literally at their fingertips again. And for strategists, the best example is research. Mm-hmm. So big companies can afford to license all these research databases and social listening tools and case studies and research reports that strategists use every day.
Right.
But these tools literally cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of them tens of thousand dollars, but regardless, all of them are basically well out of the reach of affordability for independent contractors. So they don't have access to them. And all of these tools are super important to them, particularly when a strategist is trying to present themselves professionally or to a prospective new client in particular. And so as a result, they kind of have to dig through the internet and find summaries or find some other creative workaround to get these basic tools and research. So Overflow's Insight product provides a solution for this problem because we license these very expensive research tools on behalf of our entire membership. And then we have analysts on staff that mine that data and provide it to them at a price that any consultant can easily afford. So this is greatly improves the consultant's ability to win new business by improving the quality of their work. And then the third major pain point that we organized around was more of a business building issue. So some of the ways that consultants can better monetize their time and the value of their work is to productize it. But not everyone does that yet. It's growing,
right,
but it's still kind of in its early stages, right?
Right.
So this is an opportunity for consultants to take their intellectual property that they've already created during many years of experience and to package it into a form that can be sold to clients, just like other people sell product. So it might be a white paper or a strategic tool or a training program. And these are all assets that consultants have at their disposal, right in their drawers or on their computers that can easily be sold to clients in packages. The problem is that, you know, you don't have a place to sell them. So there really aren't marketplaces for this kind of content. You know, there are plenty of spaces where you can publish your work for free, and these certainly have business building value in terms of increased visibility, but they don't really help you as a consultant to grow a sustained source of revenue for your business. So we're creating a marketplace where consultants can sell their products to businesses and organizations, just like any other marketplace, like Amazon or Etsy. And we're promoting this marketplace to businesses and organizations to create demand for the consultant's content. So these product sales will provide a new and essentially passive income stream to the consultant's businesses, which could eventually, if they're prolific, even eclipse their regular consulting work in terms of revenue. So those are the main three ways that Overflow helps its members grow their skills and their businesses as independent consultants. And, you know, it's the collaboration opportunities on the collective. It's the access to tools on Overflow Insight. And it's to the access to new revenue opportunities in Overflow Marketplace.
It is a truly exciting business model. And I congratulate you all for thinking it out so thoroughly. I don't think you could have done it without suffering in your career track prior, because you completely understand what it is to be a specialist and to go up against big players who, as you said, can afford the market research and the resources and the tools and the specialization.
Yes. So out of suffering comes, you know, innovation. That's what happens.
Yeah. So talking about specialists, and I have been one for most of my professional life, with specialization comes challenges. Specialists work independently as entrepreneurs, but because they are specialists, they have what I call experience cavities. A market research professional may never have had sales experience, and it might not be part of their DNA. They may not be the hunter-gatherer type who knows how to do that. I would venture to guess they don't. That's one experience cavity. Another might be they're very good at thought leadership, but they don't know how to do website development or social media or SEO or SEM. And my question to you, Laura, is how may an Overflow member mitigate the unique challenges and experience cavities that they have?
I relate so much to what you're saying, and Janine and I and Theo and I always talk about that. And we actually have, fortunately, we have very complementary, call it skills or complementary cavities, as you're describing it.
Right.
So we fill in each other's cavities, which is nice. But yes, this is precisely the idea behind Overflow Collective and the main collaboration feature on the platform. Because Overflow Collective also has a second membership to it. So we have the consultants in the collective, but we also have a second membership to a group of specialist professionals that we call collaborators. So collaborators are a very wide variety of pre-vetted, high-quality specialists who can fill those skill voids that you mentioned. So our consultant members can use the platform for virtually any skill set they could need. So from creatives to analysts to project managers to SEO specialists to web developers, trainers on every level, even basic business services like tax preparation and bookkeeping. So all of these collaborator resources are part of the collective, specifically there to fill virtually any void that a consultant would need to serve their clients or to run their businesses. So lots of ways, I could literally spend an hour on all the different ways you could collaborate on the platform, but the collective is the place where all of that will happen.
So I want to take a pivot here and talk about more of a workforce economic angle. And we talked a little bit about this in pre-interview. I became very familiar with this pivot as an executive recruiter for 20 years. So as recently as, let's say, the year 2000, most of the workforce was still disproportionately full-time wage or salary earning. A small sliver of it were entrepreneurs who were doing their own thing. And if they were successful, it's because they were able to bring clients and prospects along from the previous job. I know that was the case with me, but after the shock wave of the 2009 market downturn, we saw a big shift to people taking on gigs. First, because they had to. They had to cover basic expenses. That's how Lyft and Uber and all those things took place, DoorDash. So we saw a big shift to people taking on gigs to cover basic expenses. But later on, to do specialized work and engagement that they actually desired. So pre-pandemic, the Munificent Bureau of Labor Statistics estimated that more than 40% of the workforce participated in some gig activity. Now, a year later, that share of gig workers is probably north of 50%. It may be as high as 60. I'm not sure. So my question to you, Laura, is how do you see the rise of gigs and independent work benefiting people?
I see it benefiting more than the people who are participating in it, and I'll explain why. We at Overflow see independent work, and more specifically, independent strategic consultants, as being perfectly aligned with this post-pandemic world. As you know, small businesses, and particularly minority-owned small businesses, have been disproportionately affected by the economic impact of the pandemic.
Indeed.
Right? And many small businesses were in already kind of in financially precarious positions even before COVID lockdowns, because minority-owned businesses often are in industries that are more susceptible to disruption.
Right.
But, you know, we're a very resilient country, and I believe in this country, and from this destruction, we will renew and innovate, you know, and yes, displace some older products and services and approaches, and that'll mean that companies will maybe perhaps remain out of business forever. But there has also been a huge surge of new startups, including small businesses and these gig economy workers and independent contractors, as you said. And these independent consultants that will be in our community are, I think, ideally suited to this kind of work. In fact, the vast majority of independent strategic work is actually already contracted by startups and small businesses. That's the meat of what we do. So when I read an article, now this is a few months ago, that the Wall Street Journal reported that there had been over 3.2 million new business applications this year, I see a lot of those businesses being perfect for our community. So it's an opportunity beyond our community. It's an opportunity for transformative change led to a large degree by consultants for the country as a whole. So I think the innovation born from this turmoil is an opportunity to fuel sustainable growth for a much broader and much more diverse base of entrepreneurs, and will allow us to enable a more equitable playing field for everyone. So I'm optimistic. Sometimes that's tough in this environment to be optimistic, but I feel like I'm pragmatic too. And I believe the business community, with the help of strategic consultants, can work together to broaden access to successful entrepreneurship, especially for underrepresented diverse communities. And that will build a stronger foundation for everyone in our country.
So you recently wrote on LinkedIn about an issue near and dear to my heart, and it's stakeholder capitalism. I'm wondering if you could define what that is.
One of my favorite subjects.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you could talk about that, Laura, and how it impacts independent work, and most importantly, why you think it's beneficial.
Right. So first, to explain stakeholder capitalism, it's a free market model that expands the mission of business to serve not only its shareholders, but also its stakeholders. And by stakeholders, I mean its customers, its suppliers, its workers, and its communities. So what makes it quite different from shareholder capitalism, which maximizes shareholder value above all other priorities, usually at the expense of the stakeholders. So stakeholder capitalism takes usually a longer term view of their purpose and their impact, both from a profit and from a stakeholder standpoint. Stakeholder capitalism has been gaining significant momentum in recent years, particularly as kind of the systemic social injustices and economic inequality and environmental issues have grown,
right,
not only in the US, but obviously around the world. And in fact, in August of 2019, 208 member corporations of the Business Roundtable issued a governing document called the Principles of Corporate Governance, which redefined the purpose of a corporation to promote an economy that serves all Americans. That was a direct quote from that governance. Then again, in October of 2020, the member corporations of the Business Roundtable released much more concrete stakeholder capitalism actions, all of which were focused on promoting the well-being and prosperity of disadvantaged and underrepresented communities, particularly communities of color. So it's growing very quickly. I think we feel that the stakeholder capitalism movement has also led to the growth of many more public benefit corporations, which a lot of people have never heard of. And we had not heard of, honestly, before we started Overflow. But basically, a public benefit corporation, or a PBC, is an incorporation framework that allows the company to legally serve both shareholders and stakeholders with equal priority. So we formed Overflow as a public benefit corporation, and we joined this growing global network of companies that place social and environmental issues at the core of what we do. And we all adhere to very strict standards of accountability and transparency as we do that. You know, we think that stakeholder capitalism's time has come, and for this reason, we incorporated as a PBC. And we know from having spoken with hundreds of independent consultants over our careers that they too are very enthusiastic supporters of stakeholder interests in business. In fact, many of them have been creating stakeholder-centric recommendations and presentations and campaigns and solutions for decades, even just without the label of stakeholder capitalism attached to it, because it's good business. It's good business to be accountable to your stakeholders and to have a purpose. So we believe that independent contractors are the perfect partners to help companies commit to these higher business performance standards. And for our strategist community, profit is not the purpose of a business, but rather the test of its validity.
I think most people might know the term B Corp, and that's probably the resonant term out there to describe a benefit-led corporation. The interesting thing is that depending upon where our listeners are, you can incorporate a B Corp, perhaps even in your own state. Yeah. Many states do offer that option. And interestingly enough, some of those states aren't necessarily led by progressive governments.
No, they're available, I think, in over half the states now.
Right.
So yes, it's not just California, not just crazy Californians.
Indeed.
We're actually a Delaware corporation.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people do that. So for our listeners, Laura and I have been friends for years, and we actually started our careers across the street from each other. You next door to the old Washington Post building and I across the street. And like me, you found success in the advertising agency space. And also like me, you are what I call a corporate escapee.
Love that term.
You actually found greater success as an entrepreneur than you did working for the man. I know, Laura, my early career acts in the corporate world have provided me subject matter expertise and authority in the work that I do now in my fourth career act. How have your early career acts informed your work and meshed into the work that you are doing now at Overflow?
Right. I really relate to what you're saying. Like most innovative startups, Overflow's genesis grew from both frustration and untapped opportunity over the course of a career. Rocio and Janine and I certainly appreciate the breadth of experience and exposure to like amazing people and resources and clients that we had from those corporate positions. But like most independent strategists, we love being solopreneurs, and we are very committed corporate escapees, to use your term, who love the freedom to choose the type of work and the clients that we want and work with the right kind of people that we want and to be free to innovate and to collaborate in the ways that work best for our clients and for ourselves and probably more importantly, even for society. Without those constraints and the, you know, sometimes the politics and the things that are inherent to corporate life. So we all kind of arrived over the many years of our corporate careers, like many other senior marketing professionals, that we had kind of achieved a breadth and a depth of experience that, to use our terms, overflowed the traditional corporate organizational job descriptions and roles. And we just found them too confining. And that is, of course, why we named the company Overflow.
I do have one more question. And I think it's central to the work that we do as independents. And that has to do with the concept that's called benefit portability. And for our listeners, I'll try to describe what that means. So I think most people who have mobile phones know you can take your phone number wherever you want to go. You can actually port it from one carrier to the next, and people will never have to get a new phone number for you. The idea of benefit portability is somewhat like that. We've all, who have been part of a corporate structure, have likely benefited from an expertly run retirement and benefit system. Problem is, when we leave the company, we have to tip out of it. And so at some point, corporate cuts you a check for your gains that you've made in your retirement plan. And they say, okay, you're out of the 401k. You now have to open up a Roth IRA or something and manage those assets yourself. Most of us are not financial gurus and we don't do it well. The idea of benefit portability is, hey, I earned my retirement gains through that company, and I should be able to take them and that structure with me wherever I go, and especially if I go off on my own as an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. And my question to you is, do you think that having that structure for independent people that would replicate the power and benefit that you had as a corporate entity, as a corporate person, a corporate worker, be worth having in independent work?
Absolutely. It's critical. We all know the stories of people that had to cling to corporate jobs just because they couldn't get healthcare before. And it's transformative and it makes a complete difference in whether or not you can be independent or not. And I think a lot of those things are coming into being, as you were saying, and will support this community to have those benefits. And we also see, while we're certainly not going to be offering benefits to these contractors because they're independent and they're not our employees, but we certainly within that collective will have resources to help them, to guide them on their personal financial journeys and to make sure that, you know, when they leave the corporate environment and they don't have that kind of infrastructure that helps them continue to contribute to their 401ks, they have a different kind of advisor that makes sure that their retirement is secure and across the board, any personal support that they need.
Laura Morella, my friend, it's so good to see you. And thank you so much for being on the podcast.
I love your podcast. It's excellent. Thank you. It's really good.
Thank you. Tell your friends.
I will. I do.
Point our listeners to your social media, please.
Okay. Well, our website is all we have right now. We're just a new, brand new startup. Weareoverflow.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
All right. Thanks so much.
Links to Overflow's and Laura Morella's social media are provided in the show notes for this episode at dansmullen.com. Please join us again for more inspiring stories from people who are real-time reimagining the work that we do and hope to do. You can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmullen.com. And please take a moment to positively rate and comment wherever you listen to this podcast, because that helps us to connect with new listeners. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.